Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency. And thank you all for tuning in, and welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Mystery Frequency. Today we're going to stop in at the friendly bar known as Duffy's Tavern, a place that gets its fair share of guest stars that lead into all sorts of shenanigans. If you enjoy this episode, please let me know through the comments on Spotify, my email, mysteryfrequencypodcast@gmail.com, my social media, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky, and Threads. All those links can be found in the description. And in case you haven't noticed yet, I also have a new logo for the podcast. Feel free to let me know what you think of it as well. And as always, if you enjoy this podcast, if you could please follow, review, and rate. And a big thank you to all those who already have. Now with all that, grab a drink, and please enjoy the show.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where do you leave meat to eat? Special today, pig's pickle feet. Archie speaking, Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, must be 3 or 4 customers here already. You hear that, Duffy? You're in business again. Listen, Duffy, you picked out a very bad time to call up. Yeah, we're just going to go on the air for a broadcast. Now, wait a minute, Duffy. Don't get all excited. It ain't costing a cent. No, the network's doing it for prestige. Well, now, Duffy, I can't brandy words with you now. We're just going on the air, I'm telling you. Goodbye, Duffy. I'll see you later.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mel Allen. Forecast invites you to join us for a decidedly informal evening at Duffy's Tavern, where anyone under the sun is likely to drop in any time to talk things over with Archie. Almost anyone may drop in tonight. Now, people we're sure will be around, however, are Gertrude Neeson, Colonel Stupnagel, Larry Adler, and John Kirby's orchestra. And now I turn you over to that past master of ceremonies, Archie.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the voice of Duffy's Tavern speaking, formerly Duffy's Bar and Grill, and still owned by the same proprietorship. And we take great pride in presenting them great musicians, John Kirby and his high schoolians. They offer their own version of Royal Garden Blues. You will note that in the second chorus, the piccolo player hits a note so high that it can only be heard by a dog. Mr. Kirby.
Thank you.
Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat the special today, Pig's Pickle Feet. Oh, hello, boss. Hey, how'd you like Kirby's band? They what? Duffy, they do not. Well, I see what you mean. Yeah.
What is it, Archie?
It's Duffy, Mr. Kirby. He says he thinks your band is great. All right, Duffy, I know. I can't tell a guy that, though. You don't understand artists, Duffy. You know, they're much more insensible than you and me. You gotta tolerate them. Ah, but Duffy, you haven't liked nothing since Chauncey Olcott cracked up on Mother McCree. You're living in a graveyard full of Irish tenants. Wait a minute, Duffy. Gertrude Nason, the new floor show just walked in. What? All right, I'll tell her. I'll speak to you later. Good evening, Miss Neeson.
Hi, Archie.
Say, Miss Neeson, I hate to, I hate to bury sleeping dogs, but Duffy has been complaining about you.
Oh, what's old Novocaine brain squawking about now?
Well, he claims you insulted his best customer, Mr. Feldever K. Beldorf. Was you out to dinner with Beldorf last night?
Yes, and I'll never go out with that crumb again.
Huh?
You know what happened? He asked me to go out to dinner last night, so I go with him. Well, you know how I never like a strange man to pay for my meal.
Yeah, I know.
So I said to him, Mr. Beldorf, I insist that this dinner should be Dutch. But he said he absolutely wouldn't hear of it.
Well, that's nice.
He said I had to pay for him, too.
That's that Beldorf, so what did you do?
Oh, I did what any lady would do. I broke a plate over his head.
What else could you do?
Well, frankly, as man to man, do you think that breaking a plate of soup over a guy's head should be construed as an insult?
No, but Beldorf's a little hypersensitive. Don't like those things. I'll explain it to Duffy, though. By the way, Duffy ain't never heard them golden tones of yours, Miss Neeson. You know, I've told him about you being a great star at the movies and the radio, and when I mentioned that you have been on the stage, he said he had one request.
Look, Archie, even to please Duffy, I will not recite Casey at the Bat.
Well, all right, then. But would you mind rendering the customers with a song?
All right, I'll do something especially for Mr. Duffy. Does he rumba?
An amusing question, Miss Neeson. Proceed ahead.
Con la rumba negra, Marina de Boca.
His little knowledge, quite good. Maybe it won't help you, but it should. You cannot travel unless you know how Latin say yes. That inspirational, so sensational, oh sensational, yes. In Spain they say, si, si. In France they say, oui, oui. Every little Dutch girl says, yeah, yeah. Every little Russian says, da, da. Well, sweetheart, tell me why. No matter how I try, you'll listen to my plea. Won't say yes in any language to me. Why don't you say, sissy? All the monkeys in the tree, they don't have to say, sissy. All they do is wag their little tails. That's a little gag that never fails. But, sweetheart, tell me why. No matter Don't listen to my plea. Won't say yes in any language to me. Why don't you say si? Or maybe you say, baby, why don't you say, Titi?
Excuse me. Good evening. Duffy's Tavern, where do you eat meat to eat today's special pig's pickle feet? Archie speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, it's you again, Duffy. Say, Duffy, do I have to say that poem you made up every time I answer the phone? All right, I'll say it. Only we're going to be in trouble when the special is corned beef hash. Say, by the way, what did you think of Gertrude Nason singing? What? Well, gee, Duffy, some people like her. What? A little more pizzicato. All right, I'll tell her. He says you should have sang louder, Miss Nason.
Let me have that phone. So, you didn't like my singing, Mr. Duffy. And you're the greatest living authority on Irish tenors. You call what you're doing living? Oh, so your wife says a girl who sings like I do would smoke cigarettes. Listen, you crummy old broken-down barfly, you miserable no-good four-flushing... What? Yes, you can call me Gertrude. And furthermore, lame brain, if I had the wings of an angel, I'd beat your brains out with them. Goodbye.
Hello, Duffy. What's new? Ah, Duffy, you and your Irish tenors. Wait a minute, there. Colonel Stoopnagel just come in. Good evening, Colonel.
Hardings, Greachy.
Oh. Well, how are you tonight, Colonel?
Oh, I'm in pretty good shape for the shape I'm in. That is, considering my shape.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Have a cigar, Colonel?
Yes, I have.
Thanks. I'll be right with you, Colonel. Have a seat. Hello, Duffy. The Colonel's got a look in his eye like a $3 porterhouse. If I play my cards right, maybe I can sell him a slice off of that Kansas City steer you've been saving for inflation. Well, listen, Duffy, that steer ain't getting no younger. Okay, see you later. Well, well, Colonel, you sure are a sight to give a person sore eyes. Here, let me take your hat and shotgun. Been to a wedding?
Huh?
Been to a wedding?
No. No, Archie, I've been hunting ducks.
Hey, Nimrod, would you mind not pointing that shotgun at my head? I just had my hair done.
Pardon me, madam, but you don't have to be afraid of this fowling piece, unless you happen to be a duck.
Well, she don't happen to be no duck, Colonel. She happens to be a canary. Colonel Stoopnagel, this is Chantus, Miss Gertrude Nason.
How do you do? I'm sure.
Well, I haven't seen you in a long time. You're putting on quite a front, Stoopnagel.
Better give me that foul piece, Colonel, and I'll put it out of harm's way.
Hey, careful of that, Archie. That's no ordinary shotgun.
It ain't, huh?
It's what I call a sawed-on shotgun.
Oh.
You will also observe that it's made with one barrel on top of the other instead of side by side. It's for shooting ducks who happen to be riding piggybacks.
That's certainly a very clever blundering bust, Colonel.
Blundering bust. Oh, yes. And here's another startling feature about it. One barrel is loaded with bullets, and the other barrel is loaded with nothing.
Loaded with nothing? Why is that?
Well, the loaded one's for shooting ducks, and the unloaded one is for not shooting innocent bystanders.
Oh.
Say, Archie, how about that steak for the Colonel?
Oh, yeah, thanks for reminding me. Say, Colonel, we got a steak here we've been saving especially for you.
Archie, now you're talking. After that duck hunt, I could eat a horse.
Colonel, you have placed an order. Hey, like that saddle steak for Colonel Stupnagel.
Want me to ride it in, boss?
No, just slap it on the rump and hold the kitchen door open. It'll warp you. Oh, good evening, Officer Clancy. What'll it be, the usual absence frappe?
Never mind that. Who belongs to the blue sedan parked outside next to the fire hydrant?
Well, what's wrong with that? It's my own fire hydrant.
No, listen to you.
Now, you listen, Clancy. You're supposed to be a friend of Duffy's. Why do you always come in here annoying a customer?
You listen here, Archie, and don't be giving me no back talk. You keep your customers obeying the law, or I'll close you up.
Well, you can't close us up. We ain't got a license.
Yeah, but I never... Well, don't let it happen again.
Okay, Clancy. Holy smoke, Colonel. If he ever finds out we really got a license, we're going to be in trouble.
Well, don't worry, Archie. I've got a pull with the mayor. I can arrange to have your license revoked.
Oh, thanks. Thanks very much, Miss Nathan.
Oh, nothing at all.
Say, Archie.
Yes, Colonel.
Could I interest you in this thing here that I've just invented?
Well, what is it, Colonel? To me, it looks just like a door.
A door it is. It's a bathroom door that you don't have to wait outside of.
You don't have to wait outside. Well, why is that, Colonel?
Because it opens into a closet.
Gosh, Colonel, you sure have got a furtive mind. I'll bet you'd have a million suggestions how to improve this place.
Well, I have one idea you might use, Archie. I've just invented a brand new drink. It's made by brewing malt and yeast and hops together, and the result is a tangy, golden liquid with a frothy head on it.
But, Colonel, we got that here. That's beer.
That's odd. That's what I call mine.
Now, wait a minute, Colonel. Beer was invented more than 2,000 years ago.
Really? It seems like only yesterday.
Say, Colonel, have you ever tried your hand at inventing an Irish tenor?
Why?
Well, Duffy says either I either get an Irish tenor or I'm fired.
My boy, never despair. I, Colonel Lemuel Q. Stupnagel, am an Irish tenor.
Aretha, we're saved.
Oh, but wait a minute. Duffy only likes Irish tenors.
Ah, sure, me old mother was a quinn of the quins of County Down. Ah, she was indeed. Indeed, she was. Ah. How will I remember me mother and I?
Colonel.
Over in the course of
hey,
Ireland.
Colonel. Colonel, can you sing with a kind of a catch in your voice, maybe?
Listen, Archie, when you hear me sing my wild Irish rose, you'll hear the lakes of Killarney. You'll hear the Shannon River flowing softly down to the sea. You'll hear the lilt of Irish laughter, the salt of Irish tears, the beat of brave Irish hearts, and the wail of the Irish banshee.
Oh, she was indeed she was. Ah, see what I mean, Archie?
Yeah, that's just what I'm afraid of. If it ain't done right, Duffy will be on the phone quicker than Jack Robinson and tear the roof off me.
Ah, don't worry about a thing, Archie. This will be magnificent. To the pipes, Mr. Kirby. My wild Irish rose.
I think you better stop.
You may look at.
Hello? This is Finnegan's Pharmacy. This is Finnegan, the pharmacist, speaking. All right, Duffy, don't get so excited. All right, well, he stopped, didn't he? What?
Oh, Duffy. Well, that ain't possible. No, Duffy, it's not possible. All right.
Hey, what was that, Archie?
Nothing. We had a request, that's all.
Well, I'm always glad to oblige. What was the request?
Never mind. You couldn't do it.
Say, Archie. Say, Archie.
Yeah?
Look who just came in. You know Larry Adler, the harmonica player.
Why, sure. How are you, Mr. Adler? Glad to see you.
Hello, Archie. Nice seeing you again.
Say, Archie, you know Larry Adler happens to be the finest harmonica player in the world. You think Duffy would like a sample of his talent?
Ah, that Duffy don't want guys with talent. He wants Irish tenors.
Well, Archie, if it'll help at all, I know a million Irish tunes. Ah.
Say, Mr. Adler, do you know Danny Boy? Duffy always liked that one.
Sure, me boy. Oh, I know it well.
Okay.
let's take a chance on Mr. Rattler. But, Mr. Allen, when you announce him, you know, there's no use confusing Duffy about the man's name. You know what I mean.
I get it. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Boy, played on the harmonica by the world's greatest harmonica virtuoso, Larry O'Adler.
Could be Duffy. Hello? You liked him? You really did, huh, Duffy? Oh, well, that's swell. Sure you can hear him on records. Yeah, you're right, Duffy. Nothing like an Irish harmonica player. What? Buy a drink for the house. Are you sure this is Duffy? Well, all right, Duffy, that's fine. Okay. Folks, Duffy's buying a drink for everybody. Did you hear that, Nick?
I heard it, but I don't believe it.
Well, it's true. And by the way, Nick, Duffy says to close up the free lunch until the thing blows over.
Yeah, boss. That's more like Duffy. Here you are, folks. Drink hearty. It's on Duffy.
Well, you can quote me as being astounded. Ah!
Hey, don't often get Duffy in such a monogamous mood. Well, here goes.
Needle beer. Seems like old times. Which reminds me, Archie, whatever became of your old friend, Two Top Gruskin?
Two Top Gruskin? What is it?
It isn't an it. It's a guy. He's a two-headed baseball pitcher. He can watch first base and third base at the same time.
You say he had two heads?
Certainly had two heads, Miss Neeson. What's so strange about Two Top having two heads?
Oh, there's nothing strange about it. But Two Top Gruskin.
Well, his real name is Athos and Porthos Gruskin. But they nicknamed him Two Top, I suppose on account of him having two heads.
very original.
Yeah, what did become of Two-Top?
Oh, he got married.
Happily?
Well, as he always shakes his head when you ask him, is he happily married? Yes and no.
Well, why is that, Archie?
Well, it all started the night that Two-Top's wife, whose maiden name was Nee Inez Harrigan, before she was married, the night that she met Two-Top at the Dollar Beer Rack and Masquerade Ball down here at Duffy's Bar and Grill, you know, the old place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Duffy announces that first prize for the best masquerade costume is going to be a free drink on the house, which, as you know, is a very rare offer from Duffy, outside of on St. Patrick's Day. Whatsoever, let's not digress. Anyway, the masquerade gets rolling in this terrific competition for the free drink when all of a sudden in comes the big piece of resistance himself. He comes in. Two-Top Gruskin himself. He comes as a pair of bookends.
As a pair of bookends?
Yeah, with a book between his two heads, a book his mother gave him. A little book his mother gave him called My Son, My Son.
I get it, boss. I get it. She knew him like a book, eh, boss?
Hey, that's good, Nick. But let's not have no more of that. Well, anyway, when midnight comes, the judges give the first prize to the bookends. And when he takes off his masks, everybody is amazed to see that the winner is Two-Top. That's how he met Inez. When he takes his masks off, she gives him a quick glance, and then she turns around again and gives him another glance to confirm the first glance. And right away, it was love at first sight. And she says to me later, I don't know, Archie, there was just something different about him. Says, I guess it's that he was so tall, blonde, and brunette. Well, Two-Top falls for Inez, too, and it ain't 10 minutes before he's playing I Love You Truly on a harmonica and kissing her at the same time. So, finally he proposes marriages to her.
Bigamy, huh?
Yeah. So Inez says, okay, Two-Top, after all, twice a loaf is better than none. Hello, Duffy. You changed your mind. You've been thinking it over and you don't like O. Adler. But Duffy, no, you can't take back free drinks after people have drank the drinks. No, it's neither practical nor ethical. But listen, Duffy, will you forget Chauncey Alcott? I'm in the middle of a story. Yeah, I'll call you back later. That's Duffy, no restraint. Well, anyway, as I was saying, Two-Top is so happy about Inez marrying him that he quick goes over to the bar to celebrate. So Duffy puts first prize to drink on the house down in front of him. But Harold, the bartender, says, don't you think it's pretty cheap, Duffy, giving a two-headed guy just one drink? So Duffy says, okay, I'll be a sport. I'll give the other head the chaser.
Sounds a bit parsimonious, Archie.
Oh, yes, well, fella. Well, Two-Top takes the drink, see? But it seems he takes it with the head that he inherited from his father's side of the family. And the first thing you know, he can't stop drinking. Well, the head that's drinking the chases tries to control him, but it's no use. So finally, the sober head winks at Duffy and says, better slip my Mickey, Duffy. Well, then the trouble really starts. Duffy, who's a little nearsighted, makes a mistake, and he puts the Mickey into the chaser. Well, in no time, both the Two-Top's heads is out like light. Well, with this, Inez gets mad and she hollers, you're drunk. So as one man, Two-Top comes to, or rather he comes for, and he says, who's drunk? So she says, you are. You on the left. Says, come on, Porthos, I'll marry you, but I never want to see that other face again. And that's why, Colonel, to this day, if you ask Two-Top, is he a happy married man, he always nods one head yes and shakes the other head no.
Archie, that's a wonderful story. You're a natural-born raconteur.
Thanks, I think. But I'll be a natural-born corpse if I don't get an Irish tenor for Duffy.
Say, Archie.
Oh, are you here again, Clancy?
Yes, it's the last time I tell you to get that car away from the fire hydrant.
Oh, Clancy, don't... Clancy, do you by any chance know any Irish tenors?
Sure, and I'm an Irish tenor myself.
Clancy. Clancy Alcott.
What's that, Miss Neeson?
Clancy Alcott. If you can make an O'Adler out of an Adler, why can't Clancy be Clancy Alcott?
But Alcott's dead.
Does Duffy know that?
Well, probably not. He still insists that John L. Sullivan is the heavyweight champion of the world.
You see what I mean, Archie?
You're a reaper, Miss Neeson. I think you've given me the mucus of an idea. Clancy, do you know when Irish eyes are smiling?
Certainly.
Well, what are we waiting for? Give me that microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, Duffy's Tavern takes great pride and pleasure in presenting, at the exclusive request of Mr. Duffy himself, that celebrated Irish tenor, Nancy Alcott.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all this world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away.
Hello, Duffy. You liked it, huh? Well, it's about time you heaped an encomium at me. What? Ah, Duffy. What do you know? He's crying. Always cries when he hears an Irish tenor. Ah, now, Duffy, please. Well, stop, Duffy, stop. Of course we all love you, Duffy. Everybody loves you. Ah, the world ain't against you. Oh, for the love of Mike, Duffy, it ain't true. I tell you, we love you like I was our own father.
We'll give you a rough idea of what Duffy's Tavern will be like when and if it reaches the air regularly. Tonight's program, like each forecast show, is intended as a sample broadcast, an illustration of what you may expect of Duffy's Tavern if it eventually becomes a weekly radio feature. If you want to hear more from Archie, from Gertrude Neeson, from John Kirby's orchestra, and from the never audible but always active Duffy himself, write to CBS and tell us so. Your applause will help to make Duffy's Tavern a weekly broadcast feature.
Next week, Forecast will present a full-hour show from Hollywood, a large-scale musical variety program called Of Stars and States. The cast, headed by John Bowles, will include Virginia Vale, Nan Gray, Arthur Q. Bryan, and Governor Leo Daniel of Texas. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This holiday, wrap affection with a gift that everyone loves, gift cards. Giftcards.com makes it easy to make the thought and the gift count with over 350 brands to choose from. Gift from top brands like Sephora, Nordstrom, DoorDash, and more. New this year is the Giftcards.com gift card, which gives your giftee access to choose from almost anything at Giftcards.com with no purchase fees, no expiration, and instant delivery. It's the gift of so many possibilities. Visit giftcards.com today. See giftcards.com for terms and conditions.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Special Service Division invites you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations to drop in at Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's, where do you eat meat to eat? Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Kate Smith? Yes, yeah, she'll be here any minute. And Duffy, with Kate Smith singing here, will them shekels roll in? Shekels. Out of town customers. Why, Duffy, do you know how many people listen to Kate's program every Friday night? What? 500. Duffy, what would you say if I told you Kate Smith has over 1,000 listeners? Maybe even 2,000. Well, on 2,000, I wouldn't bet you. Well, Duffy, you see, according to statistics, there is one radio for every 2.5 people. Well, take them around here now. Callahan's got a set, but Moriarty ain't got a set, and neither has Happy McGuire, the midget. So you see, that's one set for every 2.5 people. What? Well, Duffy, the half a person don't have to be a midget. Well, it could be half Indian, half Eskimo, or even like me, Duffy.
What you doing, Miss Archer?
I'm painting a welcome sign on this tablecloth, Daddy. Here, listen to it. Welcome, Kate Smith, both genial and boisterous. You are to us what pearls is to oysters. Pretty good, huh? If only this wasn't such a crummy-looking tablecloth.
Well, it goes well with that poem.
Listen, Eddie, don't think it was such an easy job writing this poem. I had to arrange the letters in the word boisterous so that the gravy stain just dots the eye.
Well, how about Mr. Collins? Ain't you gonna welcome him?
Collins? Did Napoleon welcome the Duke of Waterloo?
But Mr. Collins is Miss Smith's manager.
I know it, but she'll get wise to him, believe me. What would you think of a manager who, if it wasn't for him, Kate Smith could have been singing here in Duffy's for the last 10 years?
Yeah, that man ain't no manager.
Right.
He's a guardian angel. Mr. Archer, take my advice. Paint a welcome sign for him, too.
Oh, all right.
I'll get you another tablecloth to paint it on.
Table? Never mind, Eddie. For Collins, I'll use a dish towel. But once Kate Smith signs that legal contract that I drew up...
Legal contract? Oh, man, what you know about law?
What do I know about the law? Didn't I work in a legal firm of Flyshacker, Bushwhacker, Millstone, and Briggs? And Flyshacker? And Millstone?
Ooh, that sounds like an awful lot of windows to wash.
Eddie, I was not a window washer.
You mean you was a lawyer there?
Well, not exactly a lawyer, but they treated me just like a lawyer. Everybody used to call me Archie the Shyster. Now, Eddie, kindly witness this contract here by prefixing it with your John Hancock, huh?
Nothing doing. The last paper I signed got me this job here.
But this is different, Eddie. This is just, a habeas corpus, a witness. Go ahead and sign it there.
Well, okay. Here we are. John Hancock.
Ah. That's the idea. Now we need one more. Hey, Finnegan. Finnegan, I need you as a witness.
Sure, Arch. I saw the whole thing. You was only going 15 miles an hour, and the other guy passed the red light. He passed the red light and he hit you right in the rumble seat.
Now, Finnegan, I want you to witness this legal contract here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Arch, but I cannot sign no papers without seeing my lawyer.
Well, I know the law. See me.
All right. Your Honor, should I sign this paper?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now, here, sign it right here like Eddie did.
All right. There you are.
Let's see, John Hancock. Thanks, Finnegan.
Thank you. Now, Eddie, before Miss Smith gets here, let's look over this list now. A polished mirror, Dutch a chandelier, make Van Steeden shave, change the fly paper, hide Duffy's picture.
Archie!
Yes, Miss Duffy.
Guess who I bunked into today?
All right, who did you bunk into?
My boyfriend.
Oh, Breckenridge Hotzenfelder?
No, Ernest Siefendorfer. You remember my old boyfriend?
Oh, the vacuum cleaner salesman.
Oh, he don't sell vacuum cleaners anymore. He's a mechanic now.
Yeah, what does he do?
He fixes vacuum cleaners.
Well, that's what I say. Nothing like a change in venue.
So I'm walking along the street when all of a sudden I hear somebody say, "Hello, cutie." So naturally I turn around and say, "You got your nerve." And who do you think it was?
Ernest.
It was Ernest's brother.
Well, I was warm.
So I said, "Hello, George." You know, that's Ernest's brother's name, George.
Oh. George Diefendorfer.
What?
George Diefendorfer.
Who's that?
Ernest's brother.
Oh, yes, that's right. They would have the same last name. Well, anyways, I says, "George, how are you?" And he says, "Fine, Miss Duffy." So I says, "What's new?" So he says, "Oh, nothing." Then he says, "What's new with you?" So I says, "Oh, nothing." And then he says he's going up to Ernest's place and would I like to join him. So I says, "All right." So we went up there, and that's how I happened to bunk into Ernest.
Well, how is Ernest?
I think he's all right.
Well, was he glad to see you?
I think he was glad.
Did he ask you for a date?
I think so.
What do you mean, you think?
Well, I couldn't hear him so well. He was fixing the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, Miss Duffy, please.
Announcing the arrival of Miss Kate Smith.
Oh, Kate Smith. Oh, boy.
And Miss Kate Dolly.
Collins, too.
Hello, Archie.
Oh, Miss Smith, it is indeed an honor to have your midst among us. Welcome to Duffy's.
Thank you.
You know, some of the greatest people in the world have passed through these portholes. But the greatest of all is your very humble self.
That's very sweet of you, Archie.
How about my welcome?
Look, Collins, we let you in, didn't we? Well, how do you like the place here, Kate? Terrific, huh? Sensational, huh? Huh?
Huh.
I thought you'd like it. Well, here, let me show you around. Now, if you'll turn to your right, you'll notice on your left over there a genuine moose's head, bagged by Duffy himself, you know, whilst on a hunting trip with his wife to celebrate their 25th wedding anniversary. He shot the moose by mistake.
Say, Archie, that's quite a head. Where's the rest of the moose?
The rest of the moose?
Yeah.
It's sticking through the wall into the butcher shop next door. Well, Miss Smith, as I told you Friday night, you can see when you sing here at Duffy's, you ain't singing no honky-honk, you know?
Oh, it's all set that I'm going to sing, eh?
Well, not quite. Duffy has to hear you first.
Just a minute, please. Didn't Duffy hear Kate on her own program on Friday night?
No, he didn't. You see, he's got one of them sets, you know, a combination radio and phonograph, and when they're both going at once, he can't make head or tail out of anything.
Well, why doesn't he turn one of them off?
Turn one of them off? You don't know Duffy. He says he paid for a combination. That's what he's going to hear. Now, what do you say about a song, Kate?
Well, Archie, I don't know. I don't think Ted would like it.
He wouldn't like it? What does he know? The rest of the people will love it. I'll announce you. Folks, we now present the renowned female chanteuse, Miss Kate Smith. Now, during her song, I want you all to act like the little ladies and gentlemen I know you all are. Hey, Callahan, either take your feet off the table or put your shoes on. Miss Kate Smith. Proceed, Catherine.
The right kind of love is all that I need to lift me from my misery. My worries would end if someone would send the right kind of love to me. The right kind of love is so hard to find. It's rarer than pearls in the sea. I tried and I tried, but just can't decide the right kind of love for me. Hey, what I'm looking for in the one I adore isn't diamonds and rubies and such. Why, he just has to be kinda crazy for me. Now please, is that asking too much? I'll work and I'll play, I'll scrimp and I'll save when I find my love. Yes, sirree. Won't heaven be kind and help me to find the right kind of love for me?
Duffy? What? Ah, huh. Too bad. Goodbye, Duffy.
How'd he like it?
Well, he says he couldn't tell the phonograph was playing the Anvil Chorus. I tell you, I'm quite sure it'll be okay. Now, leave us sign the contract.
Just a minute, please. Don't you think that we ought to read the contract first?
Read it? Minor point, but if it'll make you feel any better, I'll read it to you.
All right.
Oh, here it is. Paragraph 1. Whereas, to wit, it may concern ipso facto. Okay so far, Collins?
Oh, nothing could be fairer than that.
Good. Paragraph 2. Greetings, mandamus and exposo facto. That okay by you, Kate?
You drive a hard bargain, Archie.
Well, business is business. Paragraph 4.
What happened to paragraph 3?
I can't read it. I wrote it in Latin. Now, yeah, paragraph 4. I, Archie, the part of the first party, doth agree and or assent and or affirm either and or testify That's just protection, of course. Testified that I, Archie, doth hereby do engage and or employ and hire the vocal services of one I.E. dot Viz Kate Smith. Here it is. Witness, John Hancock, John Hancock. Now, if you'll just sign this contract, everything will be legal, null, and void.
Now, just a minute, Archie. The contract doesn't say anything about money.
Money?
Yeah.
Collins, you think I'm going to besmirch a beautiful contract like this with the mention of money?
Well, I still would like to know how much I'm going to be besmirched with.
Yes, and I'd like to put it in the contract.
All right. Here we are.
Archie, forget the whole thing. It's ludicrous.
Ludicrous?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Well, ludicrous is as ludicrous does. All right by me. Leave us forget the whole deal. Kate don't sing here, and you don't get young editor Archie for your program.
Young editor Archie? What is that?
Only the greatest, most dramatic radio serial I have ever wrote. Drama, Collins. Stark Raven drama. The thing that your program is lackingly short of. Would you care to hear it?
Ted, what can we lose?
Only our self-respect.
Certainly, what can you lose? I'll put it on for you.
How long does this thing take?
Oh, it'll take about 10 minutes.
Too long.
All right, everybody, we're going to act out my newspaper story, Young Editor Archie. Now, Kate plays my secretary, and Eddie plays the part...
Well, now, Ada, just a minute, Archie. Is there a part in it for me?
Well, yes, Mr. Collins. Not a very big part, but very sympathetic.
Oh, sympathetic, eh?
Yeah,
well,
very sympathetic.
That's good. What do I do?
Well, you see, you're the rich and wealthy publisher of the newspaper, see? And in the first scene, you visit the home of your grandparents. They live in a little log cabin on Staten Island. You rent this cabin to them for $12 a month. As you enter the log cabin, your poor old grandfather is sitting by the fire, see? Well, you go up, you pull a chair out from under him, break his crutches, and twist his arm, see? Good, huh?
Oh, yes. Very sympathetic part.
Yeah, sure. Then you go over to your poor old grandmother, see? She's nibbling on a stale crust of bread. You take it away from her, you ram it down her throat. Then you feel sorry. You can't bear to see her choke, see? So you throw her down in a well.
You mean I drown her?
Oh, no, you don't drown her. Nothing like that. You look down into the well, and you see that the sweet little old lady is still treading water, so you shoot her.
They're gonna love me for that.
Love you, sure. Now you work fast. You see a little baby in a crib, see? So you whack him over the head with a shovel. Then you take one final poke at your grandfather, and as you run out, you see a little dog standing in the doorway, see? Naturally, you kick him.
And this is gonna make me sympathetic, huh?
Sure it'll make you sympathetic. You see, it ain't a real dog. It's made out of iron, and when you kick him, you stub your toe, and the whole audience feels sorry for you. Well, what do you say? You like the part, Collins?
No.
But you still agree that young editor Archie is the kind of a thing you need for your show, huh?
Like a hole in the head.
Well, I'm glad you have an open mind. Well, suppose we act it out for you now. Is everybody set? Music. Presenting young editor Archie. Editor Archie is sitting in his office. He is worried. Suddenly, his faithful Irish typesetter comes over to him, and editor Archie pats him on the head.
He pats the Irish typesetter on the head?
Yeah, he loved that dog. He raised it from a pup.
Suddenly, the door opens gently. Ah, it is my faithful secretary, Kate Dinsmore.
Hello, young editor Archie.
Miss Dinsmore, you've been my secretary how long now?
39 years.
39 years of loyalty and devotion. Here's a free copy of the paper.
Oh, that...
Well, good night, Miss Dinsmore. I'm going down to the A&P, the Associated Press. See you later.
Oh, that editor, Archie. He hasn't got blood in his veins. It's printer's ink. To him, I'm just a secretary, Miss Dinsmore. Little does he know that this is more than just a job to me. It's being near him that counts. I love that boy. What's the difference if I say I'll go away? I know I'll come back on my knees someday. For whatever my man is, I'll be his forever.
This is really mirth.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it. Well, anyway, in the next scene, I'm back in my office.
I thought you'd be back. You've been out of the script now for about 20 seconds.
Well, Collins, I'm a hard worker. Suddenly the door opens. Ah, it is my faithful Wall Street financial expert, Billy. Billy?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Billy, what's new on the stock market?
Well, steel is going up, rail is going down. Wheat is going up, and commodities is going down.
Very interesting. What else?
The number today was 259.
What does this number 4 say? Is it the code of the underworld? Will Editor Archie crack the crime ring? The secret prize with... Who is that? My old Irish typesetter. He knows all. What did you think of the sketch, Mr. Collins?
Archie, I got a terrific offer.
Yeah, thanks. Well, that's fine. Now, what are you going to do about it?
Going out and put a buck on 259.
But what about Kate singing here?
I'm sorry, Archie.
After the beautiful contract I drew up for you?
Well, all right. I'll sign it. There you are. Good night, Archie.
Well, good night, Kate. That's fine. Good night, good night, Ted, old boy, old pal.
Good night.
Well, Eddie, I did it. She signed the contract. Look at here. Sign and seal. Kate Hancock. Kate Hancock! Eddie, it ain't legal.
No?
Of course not. You should have signed John Hancock. Hello, operator. Give me 5 jack of Bushwhack and Millstone and Briggs.
Now, before we leave Duffy's Tavern, leave us put a couple of nickels in Duffy's Jukebox. Duffy's Jukebox, where the feet meet the beat. Well, the platter's spinning, the needle's in the groove, and here's the first number coming up.
Thank you.
Duffy's Tavern was rebroadcast especially for you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.